Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiao Lan. Today we have a special guest because it's a special episode. We have my favorite historian on the planet here with me. My heart is bumping so fast. We have Neil Ferguson. Hi, Neil, 你好。
你好, Xiao Lan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, you have no idea. My face has turned red and then...
It's not. I can reassure listeners that it isn't.
It is. Okay, don't argue with me. I'm your teacher today.
It's true. But I feel actually more as if I've come to see a doctor because...
it's a dentist, more of, maybe.
It's more like going to the doctor and saying, I have this terrible problem that I've had for years and I've come to be cured. My fear of Chinese, my phobia of learning Chinese is almost unbearable. So I'm submitting to your... More like your medical care than to being taught.
No, you got it wrong. You actually don't have fear since you stepped into this studio.
Is pounding, but with genuine fear.
Okay, so our hearts are pounding for different reasons. Mine is the excitement, and then I just love your work, either on the television or in the classroom, or your books, 14 of them.
14 at the last count. I think there may be another one very, very soon.
Sure.
But my books are to blame for my fear of Chinese, because in the first part of my career I studied mostly European and Western history, mm-hmm. and inhabited a world of familiar or relatively easy languages that you get the hang of if you'd done Latin, which mm-hmm. I did at school. But then in the second half of my career, I realized I could not write world history without understanding China. So I started to go to China, travel in China, made film documentaries in mm-hmm. China.
And you spoke Chinese there.
Well, I tried, but all along I mm-hmm. felt this tremendous sense of incompetence and mm-hmm. embarrassment that all I could say was ni hao, and probably got that wrong too. So it's been one of those mental blocks of the last 10 years, the sense that I should really be able to speak more than one word of Chinese, but I just have lacked the courage.
Okay. So I think you already have the courage. As I said, you already sit right here in front of me. I'm not a monster, so please stay with me. Let's see how far we can take you beyond ni hao. Okay, so to say ni hao, let's do it correctly. The Chinese people will be really impressed when you do that. Ni hao.
Ni hao.
Yeah, ni is you. Hao is good. You good means you well.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. And then both are third tones. You know there are four tones in Chinese. 1, 2, 3, 4. And we say hao.
Hao.
It's the third tone. So we make an effort to go down and then up. And both ni and hao, you good, you well, they are third tones. But when we put it together, we can make it a bit more subtle. So we say ni hao.
Ni hao.
Yeah, and then to say, hey, how are you? How are you? We say ni hao ma.
Ni hao ma.
Yeah, ni hao ma. And ma is a spoken question mark. So here, I really care. You can say ni hao, that means hey, hello. And you don't really care about them that much, but when you ask them 你好吗, you are actually expecting them to tell you, oh yeah, I just had a foot surgery, or oh, my wife is very grumpy today, oh, I don't feel well, I have to see my dentist, something like that. So you are really asking for the answer. So if you think your Chinese is limited, then don't ask 你好吗, otherwise they will tell you their life story and their trauma today. So 你好吗,
你好吗,
yeah, so when someone asks you, hey Neil, 你好吗, then you say 好,很好。
好。
Or 很好 is very good.
很好。
Oh, or just say 好。
好。
Yeah, so now you're beyond 你好。When someone say 你好 Neil, you 你好 back.
And just say 好。
Yeah, and when you say 你好,你好,你好吗?好。
So I'm going to just say 好。
That's right.
If I was asking you, I would say 你好吗?
That's right, and then I would say 好, and then I may say 谢谢。
Well, I do know that word, if I'm absolutely honest. Just
okay.
Thank you.
Right. Xie xie.
And I say that when I get out of taxis. I say it all the time. I'm always thanking people just because it's another word that I do know.
Right. Okay. So now see, you're beyond that. And then another word, which is very easy. Earlier I said, I am your fan. I'm a fan of your work. The way to say fan in Chinese is so easy. 粉丝。
粉丝
Yeah, 粉丝
粉丝
Yeah, and 粉丝 actually doesn't mean fans originally. That actually means vermicelli noodles.
I'm your vermicelli noodles is
That's
an
right.
unusual thing to say.
No, No, it's actually very logical because fen means flower and si is silk, the little string of very fine silk. So fen si is vermicelli noodles originally. If you go to the noodle bar, that's what you meant, fen si. But then, because fen is such a new word after the internet gets very popular, they borrowed some existing characters to sort of mimic the sound of fen. So fans, with a plural form, they say 粉丝, fans, 粉丝. 粉丝. So I am your 粉丝.
Well, it's good to have at least one 粉丝.
Thank you. I think you have several million of them. I have to fight so hard to get your time. Okay. I am your 粉丝. 我是. I am. 我 is I.
我是. 我是.
我是你的.
我是你的.
你 is you, as you know, and 你的 is yours. I am your 粉丝. But you don't need to say that because you are not my fan. I understand.
I am or I wouldn't be here.
Thank
Come
you.
Come on, this is mutual fandom.
Exactly. Okay, so in that case, 我是你的粉丝.
我是你的粉丝.
Perfect. You are such a perfect student. 我是.
我是你的粉丝。粉丝。
Yeah, 粉丝 is fans.
粉丝。粉丝。
And in this case, 我是 is very useful because you can say, Hey, 你好, 我是 Neil Ferguson.
Ah, now that could come in handy.
Yeah.
我是, is that right?
That's right.
我, All these tones are so tricky.
Do you want me to go through the tones with you?
I think we should just do whatever you think works with
okay.
the kind of really pathetic student filled with fear of Chinese.
Okay, you're the best student I have. Okay, 我...
Flattery will get you everywhere. Glasgow, of course, when anybody says something like that where I come from, you assume they're being sarcastic. So we're kind of, if we grow up in Glasgow, we can't easily be praised because we just assume it's sarcasm.
I know.
But the other thing about Glasgow is that when people speak English in Glasgow, the rest of the world finds it very hard to understand. And there are lots of funny Glaswegian tones. So I'm hoping that at least having grown up in Glasgow, I have the ability to make some fairly unusual noises. It's this tone thing that's nerve-wracking because you think to yourself, have I inadvertently said vermicelli noodles or something absolutely dreadful just because I got the tone wrong?
Yeah, so the tone thing is actually the only hurdle for a lot of Westerners to learn Chinese. There are four of them. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then the way to practice is to remember like a McDonald, the shape of McDonald. And then the first tone, it's flat when you start writing M. Mm-hmm. Flat tone, the first tone. Second tone goes up, mm-hmm. like the M going up. Third tone goes down mm-hmm. and up. The fourth tone goes down. So it's like a Madonna shape. Oh. And then the way to say that, we can use, for example, M-A as the practice. Mm-hmm. So first tone, ma.
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 Ma is the second tone. Ma.
Ma.
We go up a bit. Yep. Ma.
Ma.
Ma. We go, that's the third tone. So we go down a bit and then up. Ma.
So down and then up, that's tricky. Ma.
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 Yeah, make some effort as if it's a you have a lot of the air in your chest. And yeah. Ma.
Ma.
Perfect. And then the fourth tone, we go down. Ma.
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 Ma. And then ma is like quite a natural sound as if you were quite angry. So when you have four tones, we do it together. You can hear the subtle difference now. Ma, 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 ma.
Whoa. Do that again only slowly, because sure. I think this could be the key to everything.
Sure. Ma, 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 ma. Yes?
Ma, almost like you're singing sheep. Ma, and then
ma.
Ma. And then the tricky one.
Ma.
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 That's it. So the first one has no emotion, just flat.
Yes.
Ma. 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 Ma.
Ma. Ma. Ma. Ma. I'm sure that's all wrong, but I can at least see it as I'm saying it.
Yeah.
And I think I'd have to listen to you for at least an hour before I got those.
No, it's a matter of familiarity. And you listen to it a couple of times and try to find a few other sounds like ba, 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 ah, 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 ga, 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 ga.
And does this apply beyond a to all the other vowels?
Everything. Everything. There are four tones on every sound.
That's what I feared.
Yeah, just like when I was learning English, I didn't know the difference between it and e, and o. And this is the only hurdle, I think, for the Westerners who are not trained to listen with the sound, the tones.
And each of those has a different meaning?
Give
me some examples of that so that I know just how hazardous it is to
sure.
get these wrong.
Okay. The way to say to buy in Chinese is mai.
Mai.
The third tone. And to sell is mai.
Mai.
You got it perfectly. Fourth tone.
Mai and mai.
Mai, mai.
So,
mai
and mai.
That's right. So, mai, mai together, that means trading. So when you say mai mai, people know, oh, you are trading. You're talking about trading. So make sure we can recognize mai and mai, because if you're a trader working in the bank and they say to buy and you sell, then I think you're going to...
It could be a short career in Chinese finance. Really.
Exactly, exactly. So mai mai. Or you want to call your mother. The way to say mother in Chinese, ma.
Ma.
Ma, first tone, very ma. Flat. Yeah, the mother, thinking about the loving mother, very lovely, very peaceful. So peaceful, flat, first tone. And then to call a horse is the third tone. Ma.
Ma.
Yeah, ma.
Ma.
So don't call your mother horse, call a horse mother.
That could get you into a lot of trouble in my family.
That would. So tones are important, but don't worry too much about that, because even native people, we sometimes mix them up, because it's not always easy to pronounce perfectly, but it's much easier when you can really have the context. With the context, I will know you are talking about dumplings, not sleeping.
Right.
Or the other way around.
Yeah.
Okay, so we can get by just by putting it together.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
But we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, we're getting
somewhere.
Although,
of course, now I've reached that point of thinking, can I remember anything that we talked about 5 minutes ago? I always used to get this feeling, even in French classes at school, that unless I'd written it down, I wouldn't remember it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm terrified that you're going to set me an exam at the end of this discussion. And
Thank you for the reminder.
Flunk it completely.
Let's do that. Okay, that's a very good idea. I'm going to use it.
I'm just going to sit here going, ma, ma, ma.
Right, so... You do remember 我是? Do you remember 我是?
I knew you were going to start asking me nasty questions.
No, 我是. Because knowing 我是 will take you a long way.
So say it again.
It's a magic word. 我是.
我是.
我 is I.
我.
是 is.
我是.
Yeah, 是 is or M or R. 是.
是.
我是.
我. 我是.
Yeah, so you say 你好, 我是 Neil Ferguson.
你好, 我是 Neil Ferguson.
Yeah, and then if you want to say, hey, I'm a historian, here you can say 我是 historian, or you really want to say historian in Chinese, I think it's easier than in English.
Go on then.
All right. The way to say history, 历史.
历史.
历史. 历史. So
历史.
Li is the fourth tone. And that means calendar.
Oh.
历史. And
历史.
Li also means to go through some experience. Li.
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 Yeah. And 史. 史, that means chronicle.
历史.
Yeah. So 历史 is history.
历史.
Yeah. Maybe you can teach me why history is his story rather than her story. Is that from Latin?
I think it came into English from French, histoire,
mm-hmm.
histoire.
Yeah.
And it's got nothing to do with his and her.
No, it happens to
any
be a combination.
More than Manhattan is about men. It's completely unrelated.
Okay. Nice to know, because a lot of people were debating why his story, not her story.
It's got nothing to do with the battle of the sexes,
right.
I have to say.
Okay. Great. So 历史 is history.
An historian?
Historian. You can say 学家.
学家.
学家. 学. 学 means to learn or learning.
学.
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 Yeah, so 学. 学 is the second tone. 学.
学.
Yeah, in this case, when we say 历史学, that means the knowledge, the study.
历史学.
To understand history. So 历史学, that's history.
历史学.
Yep. And then 家, that means home. And 家 means home. That means actually the shape was a pig underneath the roof. Because in ancient China, people raised pigs underneath the roof. You can imagine the pigs running around in the wooden house.
I'm sure they did it in ancient Scotland. Probably not so ancient Scotland, though. It would have been more likely a sheep than a pig.
Yeah, so maybe sheep, and in ancient China, pigs. And so when you see a pig underneath the roof, that means home. And in this case, home has evolved into other meanings, the same as English. A lot of words have multiple meanings. Here, that means the expert, the person who is the expert of understanding history. So 历史学家.
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 Perfect. And then now if we want to say, I am a historian, then you just need to add 我是 in the front. So 我是历史学家.
我是历史学家.
Perfect. 我是历史学家.
我是历史学家.
Perfect. So you can say, now you can say 你好, 我是 Neil Ferguson, 我是历史学家.
你好, 我是 Neil Ferguson, 我是历史学家.
You got it. Bravo! That's amazing.
Breakthrough. No, I'm coming out of the 10 years of pain.
Yeah, no, that's, it's not the pain.
10 years of being
tongue-tied. No, you've climbed over the hurdle. The tones, they are not easy. Okay, so you can say either 你好, or another way of saying, hey, hello everybody. We can say 大家好.
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 That's it. So 大 is big. 家 is home, if you remember. That's a 历史学家, the same 家. And here, a big home houses everybody. So 大家 means everyone, everybody.
大家好.
大家好. So
大家好.
大家好, that means hello everyone. Because normally when you have a meeting, you tend to say, you tend to shake hands and face to face, look into each other's eyes, saying 你好. But if you're on the stage, a superstar, you go to Tsinghua University to do your speech in front of thousands of students and millions of fans in front of television. In this case, you don't say 你好 because there are so many of them around. So you say 大家好.
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 Perfect. So, 大家好, 我是 Neil Ferguson.
大家好, 我是 Neil Ferguson.
我是历史学家.
我是历史学家.
You can have a graduation certificate now. 大家好.
大家好.
我是 Neil Ferguson.
我是 Neil Ferguson.
我是历史学家.
我是历史学家.
Perfect tones, perfect pronunciation.
My brain is hurting, but I'm learning. I can do it. I can fly. I feel like the kids in Peter Pan.
You're already flying. You're like Peter Pan.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. So, okay, shall we try to put the three sentences together?
Let's do it.
大家好.
大家好.
我是 Neil Ferguson.
我是 Neil Ferguson. 我是历史学家.
I love it. Okay.
My friends at Tsinghua University will be stunned when this happens.
Yep.
They'll and then drop their glasses of wine.
Right. Okay. Let them drop the glasses one more time. You can tell them, I'm Scottish. Do you want to do that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's vital to establish that.
Yeah.
They'll have guessed, mind you, by the time
exactly.
I finish my first sentence.
They've mistaken you as, you speak English. You must be either English or American. No, I'm Scottish.
So how does one say that?
It's very easy. Okay, Scotland, in a way, because it's the foreign word for Chinese people. So they basically borrowed a couple characters to represent Scotland. So the way to say Scotland or Scottish in Chinese, it sounds just similar to Scotland or Scottish. 苏格兰。
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 Yeah, Su, it doesn't really mean anything. It's like a little decoration, but in this case, it's just the sound. Su.
Su.
Like ska.
Su.
Yeah, and 格。
苏格。
兰。
兰。
Yeah, so Su is the first tone.
Su.
格 is the second tone. And 兰。
兰。
Yeah, and the way to remember that, if we can say Scotland, you have S and you have C, and land is L. So, 苏格兰. They just basically just get the sound. Scotland.
Yeah.
苏格兰.
That's very good. I'm glad this happens, because it means there are a few words I'll be able to guess.
Yeah.
苏格兰.
苏格兰. You got it. And then Scotland is 苏格兰 to describe you're a person from there. We just say, I'm a Scotland person. So, in this case, you add person.Chinese character person is 人
人
人
人
It's a second tone. So we say
人
Scottish people, we say 苏格兰人
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 Yeah, and 苏格兰 is Scotland person, Scottish people. 苏格兰人
苏格兰人
Yeah, and then to say I am Scottish, you say 我是
我是
苏格兰人。
我是苏格兰人。
Yeah, you can say 我是苏格兰人。
我是苏格兰人。
Yeah, that's right.
Now, Shalan, there's one thing that I need to ask you.
Sure.
Whenever I've learned another language,、
mm-hmm.
there's one phrase that I always try to get early.
Okay.
It's the phrase for two beers, please. Because whenever you're getting to know...people in another country, you want、
right.
to be able to buy them a beer.、
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to teach me how to order two beers.
Okay, beer
in Chinese.
Okay, let's start with beer. How about、
yeah.
that? Beer is very easy. It's, again, the sound translation. They just borrow two characters. So they say 啤
啤
啤 啤 that's to represent beer.、
啤、
and then they add alcohol after 啤 And the way to say alcohol in Chinese is 酒
啤酒
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 Very important word, possibly the most important word.
Yeah, 啤酒 And then of course, I'm sure you heard about 干杯
干杯
Yeah, 干杯 means dry up your cup when you say cheers.
Oh, yes, of course.
And in French, they say santé. And
santé,
then they say chin chin.
Prosit in
Prost.
German, 100 different ways of
yeah,
saying
it. Yeah, 100.
So 干杯
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 干杯 Right, so now you want two pints.
Yes.
Okay. In Chinese, they don't do pints because that's a unit only exists here. Normally, they either a cup or a bottle. So to say bottle, we say 瓶
瓶
瓶 That's a bottle like Qingdao beer. If you go there, they come with a bottle or with a can. Depends on what that is. 瓶 is the bottle.
瓶
So 瓶 So to have one is 一
一
And one bottle of beer, we say 一瓶啤酒
一瓶啤酒
Yeah, 啤酒 is easy. So 一瓶啤酒
一瓶啤酒
And then to say give me, then we say 来
来
来 actually means to come.
来
来来一瓶啤酒
来一瓶啤酒
I found、this is your learning outcome. Talking about beer is、much more productive.
Funny that.
Yeah.
Well, that's because I'm picturing the reward at the end of my
exactly.
labors.
Exactly.
I shall stagger into a pub after this traumatic、
yep.
experience. And the first thing I'll say is, 来,
来, like
来一瓶啤酒 And the barman in London is going to give me a very funny look as I go into a Chinese pub. But、
yep.
there's one thing we've got to add, surely.、
Mm-hmm.
It's not very polite to say, give me a bottle of beer.、
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't I say, please?
Yeah, you can say, 请
请
请
请
Yeah, 请 is、please.
请
来
请来一瓶啤酒
Yeah, 一瓶啤酒 And 一 means one, and you want two, right?
I do, yes.
You can say, 两瓶
两
两
is two, 两
is a, yeah.
两瓶两瓶啤酒
Yeah, 两瓶啤酒 Or,
两瓶啤酒
If you have group of friends of 10, you say, 来十瓶啤酒，十 is ten.
请来十瓶啤酒。
That's it. And make sure that we say 请 in the beginning.
请。
Yeah, because in English you can do either way.
Yeah.
In Chinese, just the beginning.
So, 请来十瓶啤酒。
That's it. You will get 10 bottles of beer.
See, I'm at my best in pubs.
Yes, and then, of course, sometimes they serve you in the cups.And it can't be bottled. So in this case, we say 杯 rather than 瓶.
So I would say, in that case, 请来十杯啤酒。
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 Yep.
No Scotsman buys 10 beers at one time.
No.
That's far too extravagant for a Scotsman.
Right.
Maybe I should learn the number for 3 or 4.
Sure.
Like,
yeah. Okay. Okay. Since we're on numbers. So the way to say 1, 2, 3, 4 is easier to learn all of them together. 一二三四。
一二三四。
Yeah. So E is first tone. Let's make it very like YI and first tone. Make it flat. E.
一二三四。
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 That's right. And you know how I learned a deux trois or 1, 2, 3 when I learned French and English? I normally, when I go to the gym or when I do the exercise, I would say 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, a deux trois.
It's a good idea.
And then you can do the same for 一二三四二二三四一二三四。So now...You can say how many beer, how many cups of beer you want.
I should say it. 请来十杯啤酒。
Please give me 10 cups of beer.
That's about what I earned.
You will get it. you already earned it because I understood totally. Yeah, you got it right. So 请来十杯啤酒。
请来十杯啤酒。
Yeah, but if you describe that as a 苏格兰人, you probably won't order 10, you will probably do 3. So, 请来三杯啤酒。
请来三杯啤酒。
Please give me 3 cups of beer. So, 请来三杯。
请来三杯啤酒。
三杯。Yeah.
And 酒, at the end of that, 啤酒, that is another third tone. So, it has to go
酒。
啤酒。
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 Yeah, 请来三杯啤酒。So your friends will be very happy. You order 3 cups of beer for them. And then later maybe you can just don't learn to ask how much that is.
Oh, well, it's important to know that just
okay.
when you're shopping.
Okay.
How much is all that beer going to cost me? So how do I ask? Well, there are 2 things it's good to know. One is how much and the other is...Please, can I have the bill?
That's right. Okay.
Which is usually one of those phrases that you pick up early in your life.
Sure.
You can imagine my life learning languages is just one round of pubs and restaurants.
Right.
But it's true that that's where you make your first contact with a foreign language. It's usually in a bar or in a restaurant.
Yep.
And you want to be polite.
Yep.
You do your best. But there comes the moment when you have to pay.
Right.
And so what do you say?
Okay. The moment you want to pay, you don't care about how much. You just want to have a check.In the UK, we said bill, please. And in America, they said check. And in Chinese, they said 买单。
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 Yeah, and 买, actually, we talk about that. It means to buy.
Of course.
And 买, third tone.
买。
And 单 is actually the invoice. 买单。
买单。买单。
Yeah, so 买单, when you say 买单, they will bring you the bill.And then, of course, if you really want to ask this scribble in Chinese and you want to ask how much, you can say 多少钱?
多少钱?
Yeah, 多少钱?多 is a lot, very much. 少 is very little. 多少 together, that means how much.
多少?
多少 and 钱?
多少钱?
Yeah, 钱 means money. Or you can just say 多少 how much.
多少?
Rather than how much is that, how much is the money. 多少多少钱?
多少钱?
Yeah, and Chinese is quite interesting. As you notice that when I say to buy and to sell together, that means trading. 买, 卖.
买, 卖.
That's right. And then 多 is a lot. 少 is very little. So a lot, a little together, that means how much.
Right.
So when you go shopping, not only the beer, when you go to like a Xinhua bookstore, and then you can say, hey, how much? 多少?
多少?
Yeah, 多少, how much?
多少?
Yeah, and you see your friend wearing the, like, an egg rock on the hand, just got newly engaged with the size of the bull eyes. Then they say, oh, how much? 多少? That's what you ask
but
them.
But then they use a number way bigger than 10 and you don't really know what the answer is.
All right, that's a secret I can show you later. Let me give you another example how to combine two things. To say big is 大. Do you remember 大家好 when we first started?
Yeah.
大 means big. D-A, da, fourth tone.
大.
And then to say small, 小.
小.
Yeah.
小.
小.
That third tone is kind of meow.
Exactly, like a meow. Yeah. Like,
that's
the thing.
Remember, your third tone is essentially talk like a cat. Meow.
Yeah, like a very, very lazy and a little bit elegant. Meow.
Meow, meow.
That's right.
Good.
小. So 大小 together, big and small together means size.
So 大小.
Mm-hmm.
大.
大小.
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 Yeah, that means size.
Well, that's fascinating, but there is a bunch of other stuff that is indispensable in life. In the morning,
mm-hmm.
you need a cup of tea before you even think of beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that's chai.
Oh, cha.
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 Yeah.
Is that a third tone?
It's a second
tone. It's a second tone, so it's just cha.
Cha.
Cha. There you are.
And cha is getting very popular, the sound of it. And now I go to a lot of tea shops, they just don't say tea anymore. They say cha.
Cha.
Yeah.
Cha.
Cha.
I've forgotten, remember when we started out?
Of course.
The beginning of the lesson, before mm-hmm. I started taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
There was the vermicelli noodles. Can I revise that before the exam?
Sure. Okay. 粉丝.
粉丝.
粉丝 could be vermicelli noodles or fans.
Or fans, yeah.
Yeah.
The thing about learning a language that I discovered when I learned German,
mm-hmm. yep.
and your listeners may or may not know this, is that in order to learn a language, you have to become a different person. You can't carry on being yourself.
Yeah.
You have to become, in the case of German, a German version of yourself. And that person has to sound like he's a German. And in the same way, I've got to become a little bit of a Chinese version of myself to do this. So I have to sound a little bit more as if I'm in a Beijing dumpling restaurant,
mm-hmm.
which they're usually pretty noisy. And, you know, people in Beijing aren't terribly polite. They shout a bit. So you have to be a little bit more like, 请来.
So you can skip 请, just 来十个水饺.
Yeah, if I was in a Beijing cafe, I wouldn't be saying please, would I? I'd just be saying, 一杯啤酒.
Yeah. So give me one cup of beer.
Would it be a bottle in a Beijing dumpling restaurant? Probably.
Yeah.
Or would it be a cup?
Yeah, that would be a Qingdao.
So I would just say, 来一瓶啤酒.
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 Right.
I want to thank you, Shailan, because you've broken my fear of Chinese. And you even got me imagining myself ordering beer in Beijing, something I would never have dreamt was possible.
When is your next trip?
I'll be going in December and again in January.
Okay.
But before I go, I'm going to secretly practice.
Sure.
In my study with the wonderful Quickly Learn 400 Essential Characters Chinesey book that you've given me.
Thank
which
you.
I'm looking through with absolute delight, because for the first time one starts to see why these seemingly inexplicable squiggles arose. And once you start seeing the original pictures that they represent, it all makes so much sense.
Yeah, it tells stories.
It's a very, very exciting prospect, and it's a little bit like entering a new world in which, although you'll always be a foreigner, that you can never lose. In China, you at least can make yourself understood, and I think most of all, show some respect for an amazing civilization.
It is. First, show some respect, and then the purpose, actually, why I'm doing what I'm doing, is more about the cultural understanding.
Yeah.
Just like when we mentioned, hey, a home was the pig running around underneath the roof. So there's a cultural insight and the mutual understanding, appreciation as well.
Well, those of us who started our careers as linguists learning relatively easy things mm-hmm. like French or German have to summon up some courage to learn something much more difficult like Chinese.
Yeah.
But I'm now convinced that I can do it.
Look,
I can fly.
Everybody can do it.
I can fly.
Everybody can fly.
If you only can throw yourself in,
mm-hmm.
yeah, you start to be able to make sounds that at least some Chinese people might understand. But there's a warning I shall issue as a concluding observation. It took me years to learn German, and I thought I'd pretty much figured it out until one day, in what was then East Berlin, I tried to buy a subway ticket in what I thought was my perfect German. And the old lady in old Berliner looked at me and asked, "Are you from Saxony?" Which is the place in Germany with the notoriously worst accent.
Right.
And it's just like if somebody had said to you when you were learning English, "Are you from Glasgow?" It's a terrible insult. So I know that one day I'll be trying to order dumplings and beer in a Beijing restaurant.
Right.
And the waiter will look at me and say, what will he say? "Are you from
Hackney?"
No. Say, "Are you from Glasgow?" I expect.
Yeah. No. Right. So to wrap up, should we do it this way? Like I would say, 大家好. 我是 Neil Ferguson.
我是 Neil Ferguson.
我是历史学家.
我是历史学家.
我是苏格兰人.
我是苏格兰人.
我是你的粉丝.
我是你的粉丝.
请来 十杯啤酒.
请来十杯啤酒.
And now we are done, so we say 多少?
多少?
买单.
买单.
That's it. So thank you so much, Neil, for joining us. This is such a treat. I learned so much from you. It's so much fun. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Xiaolan. It's been wonderful to learn to fly with you.
谢谢, 再见.
再见.
再见.